As promised, Denny in Harrisburg, PA on 720 EWTN Radio. You're on Catholic Answers Live. Hello, Denny.
Hello. Just a quick question for Tim.
Yes.
Is it accurate to say to someone, if you were Christian for the first 1,500 years of Christianity, you were Catholic because there was nothing else?
Well, no, that would not necessarily be, in fact, it would not be correct, because we did have some major schisms before 1500. For example, the Greek Orthodox split in 1054. We had the Coptics, the Orthodox Coptics, as they would later be called, but the Coptics who split with us after the Council of Chalcedon in 451. We had the Nestorians, who would become the Assyrian Church of the East, that split in 431. So we did have some Christian schisms before. They were very few, though, that perdured. So while that would not be correct, technically speaking, it would be correct to say that what happened in the 16th century with the Reformation was unprecedented in the history of the church, in that we had a really what became a series of split after split after splits from churches that were not churches at all. They didn't have bishops like the Orthodox did, like the Copts, like the Assyrian Church of the East had valid bishops. This was a split that just involved a religious free-for-all. That's what it became. It was once Luther split, then Ulrich Zwingli splits from him, and then it split after split. I read somewhere, I haven't documented this, that there were roughly about 40 denominations started within the lifetime of Luther. I'd like to document that. But certainly Luther himself, exasperated in one of his later letters, writes that he says, "What have I done? There are now as many religions as there are heads." It's a famous line from Luther, but he realized, I've let the toothpaste out of the tube here, and there's no getting it back in, because once you go down that road of private revelation, well, then why would I follow you? That's your opinion, Luther. That's your opinion, Calvin. I'm going to do my own thing, and so it goes. You know, so at any rate, while technically incorrect, I do think you can point to the fact that the Reformation was something from a Christian perspective that was absolutely unheard of. The idea of just no bishops, no authority whatsoever other than the Bible, that was an absolutely unheard of thing in Christianity for 1,500 years.
But what I was thinking is that these groups were validly baptized, technically they are members of the Catholic Church. Even Protestants are, even though they're imperfectly united. So
sure.
I guess there might be a way in which that is true. Is that accurate to say that?
Yeah, if you're validly baptized, then you are what the Vatican Council uses, the language of Vatican Council II, is if you have a valid baptism, you have a union with the church, but it's an imperfect union. So, yeah, if you're validly baptized, you're related to us. There is an imperfect communion there, and that's reflected in our canon law nowadays. The Orthodox, of course, are much closer to us because they have all seven sacraments. The Protestants have two sacraments. So, you know, obviously the Orthodox are closer to us than the Protestants, but there is a sort of imperfect communion there. So in that sense, sure, you can say, I hear it put this way often, Catholic with a small c, right? There is a sense in which all those validly baptized are Catholic with that small c sense, because we are all joined in and through that valid baptism to Jesus Christ, who unites us as Christians. But of course, they do not have the full communion with the Catholic Church. That would be the Catholic with the capital C.
Denny, thank you for the call. Are we all sort of staples with the small s?
That's yes.
Not the exemplar, but
I am
participation in the one true staples.
I'm the capital S.